You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 352. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you amazing human, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having an amazing week so far. I know I am pumped for this week. Why? Because the weekend is coming closer. I can smell chocolate. I can smell Easter eggs. I can also see my ass growing into three more sizes because I love Easter eggs. But I'm also just excited for the weekend just to relax, to slow down, to create some memories because it's been such a wild month. And then I'm going to pack my suitcase after Easter shenanigans is done as I head to Thailand on Monday morning for my mastermind that I'm in, and I'll be away for 9 days. So I'm really, really excited for the next few days, if you can't tell the enthusiasm in my voice. But enough about Easter eggs in Thailand. Let's chat visibility. You know, visibility is one of my favorite topics, and I'm glad to have on the show today a fellow Canadian who, in fact, lives in the same province I grew up in, and she, too, is equally obsessed with visibility. That amazing human is Kelly. Today, we're going to be chatting about how visibility is so much more than lead gen, three primary ways to gain visibility. We're also going to talk about and have this kind of back and forth discussion about, do you need to even be on social media to increase your visibility? And we've got so much more goodness in this jam-packed episode. So get ready, those pens out, get comfy, whether or not you're driving, sitting on a chair, walking, listening at the gym, because it's a great episode all about visibility. And here we go. Hey, 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 Cal, welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm so excited to talk all things visibility with you, Ange.
Oh my goodness, I am super pumped to talk all things visibility because I just absolutely adore visibility. It is one of my favorite topics to talk about, and it's so needed, which I know we'll get into more later on. But I also just love that last year, one of my visibility strategies, as many people know, was partnerships. And I had 120 different partnerships last year where we tested, got curious, had fun with it. And one of them happened to be you, right? And so this just goes how important visibility is. We were in a group together called Ready, Set, Collab. We then connected. We then have exchanged things in each other's emails. We've been on each other's podcasts now. And visibility is key, right? And there's so many ways to have visibility, which I know we're going to get into today. So yeah, I could talk about this topic for hours. And I just love that you're here because you equally love visibility as much as I do. So yes, I'm pumped.
Yes. And it's so important to actually highlight everything you just said. You mentioned how we have collaborated multiple times with each other. Mm-hmm. And that is the whole point. Like once you build a relationship, keep connecting, keep seeing where that goes. And eventually you have this like beautiful spider web built of all of these people all over the place that you know that you can call to like help you out, to share something out, that you can be there to support. You've been on my podcast. We talked about all of those kinds of partnerships, and that's definitely a huge piece of it.
It's a huge piece. And so, yes, we will. But before we jump into the amazing part of the visibility, specifically around your simple visibility method that you have, because I do love shit that is simple, I always like to ask a fun question to my guests so that my audience gets to know you a little bit better. So my fun question to you is, from one fellow Canadian to another, what is your favorite thing about living in Canada?
Oh, it's the landscape. It's the mountains that I can normally see from the window I'm looking out right now, and the big sky. Mm-hmm. That is the one thing I miss the most when I go somewhere else, is if I feel like I actually lived in New Zealand for a semester of school when I was back in my 20s. And I found, and it was wintertime, of course. So it was a little gray and a little wet and a little like the clouds were suffocating you. And I just love that we have this big blue sky here in Alberta that is consistent, even when it's freezing cold and snowy and minus 40, it's usually sparkly and pretty and it makes you still happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I do agree. There's this vastness about Canada, this openness about Canada. And obviously I'm from Alberta too. And there's just like, things are all built up. I don't know how to describe it. Yes, we have cities, but there's just so much spaciousness and that comes from the land, but it also comes from the people, I think. And it also comes, like you said, from those big blue skies, you know? So I can completely relate to that. And I can't wait to get back home in June. I'm counting down the days. We actually have our 3 Canadian passports or applications need to go in today. I'm cutting it close. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Well, because they're getting posted in Australia, we'll be fine. They said 20 days max. But yes, I'm like, we need to get those done. But anyway, side note. All right, back to visibility. Now, the listeners out there today might not know who you are. So in a really simple nutshell, can you tell us what you do for business on any given day?
Yes. So I am actually have a background in public relations, which really is a nice sidestep over to really what it is all about, visibility. Visibility is about growing your brand, building a reputation, making connections with people in various different ways that you can collaborate with. That could be your customers, that could be supporters for you, like the media that you can use as a conduit to reach your audience. So all things visibility coach strategy is where I work and play with entrepreneurs specifically who are small businesses trying to learn how to promote yourself and put yourself out there, right? Because when you start a business, usually you're starting your business like because you're so passionate and you're excited to try this thing out and you want to do the thing that your business does, but you've don't really want to be also a marketing strategist and a visibility expert and a social media content creator and all of the things that kind of come alongside when you start the business, right? So this is about empowering you to figure out what your message is, understand who your target audience is, and really get clear about the best ways that fit with you and your own strengths and your own values and align with you as to how you can reach and connect with the people that you need to in order to grow your business, to have it be as successful as you want.
And I like that you use the word alignment because it's a word that I use often every single day, but also obviously on the podcast because so often people are unaligned with their visibility strategy and they wonder why it's not working. And it's not working because you actually hate it, right? It feels hard. It feels yuck. It's not exciting. It's not fun. It's not in flow. It's not with ease. And, you know, as we start to talk today, I encourage you as the listener to really think about what is hard in your business, what is hard in your life, because wherever you are unaligned, it directly has an impact with both life and business. And so I love that you've already kind of used that word because it's so important for, yeah, where people go, how you make decisions, and how you move your business forward. Now, today, though, with visibility, as I said, it's one of my favorite subjects, right? Because without visibility, you don't have people. And if you don't have people, you can't sell. And if you can't sell, you don't have a business. So today's topic, I find, is one of the most important, if not, it's actually probably the biggest problem I see most people say they have in their business is visibility. But most people think visibility is just lead gen, another lead magnet, getting someone in their funnel. And I feel most people don't understand that there's so many other important bits to visibility that actually helps position them within their business. I know you briefly mentioned a couple earlier on, but do you want to share a little bit more about what people aren't seeing other than just lead gen?
Yeah. And I love that you bring that up. And I do think it's important that we acknowledge that lead generation is certainly a benefit and probably one of the more measurable benefits of getting more visible. Because when you are visible just for the sake of being visible, it's almost like, well, you could just put a billboard in Times Square or be in a parade. But if you have no way of actually capturing who's seeing you and creating a relationship and connecting with those people, that kind of makes it not as effective, right? Mm-hmm. So making sure that we're capturing our leads is a really important piece. But visibility is also about brand awareness. Mm-hmm. It's about creating the positioning for yourself as an expert, becoming known as the go-to in the space. because you're the one who's out there talking about the topic and the subject matter that you are the best at, that your genius is in, and you're creating relationships with people in the right areas that are helping get you in front of audiences of people that you're ready to, like, you're ready to reach. So that brand awareness, that expert positioning, and establishing yourself as an authority are all also really important aspects of intentional visibility.
Now, Scott Alford, he's been my coach for a while. He'll often talk about this thing called omnipresence, right? Where eventually people will be like, you're everywhere, you know? And over the last few years, that's, I hear that often. And this is not from an ego. This is just trying to demonstrate to you, when you start to really get strategic about your visibility, you don't necessarily do more, but people will feel like you're everywhere. And that's because you're strategically aligned with where you're showing up and what you're doing. And again, it's this compound effect that I talk about so often. It's like, I've been on almost, if not more than 200 podcasts over the last few years. And so people naturally will be like, you're on this podcast, you're on this podcast. You know, I've got 17 speaking engagements this year, right? But it's like, that shit just didn't happen, right? It was like, I had to build those relationships. I had to build that visibility, which helped position me and enhance my brand and my authority, so that people trusted me to then ask me to then speak. So by doing all these little bits, which might not seem like a lot at the beginning, or it might be tedious, they add up to the bigger things. And that's why business is long-term. And this goes into my next question, which is, or my next kind of statement that I want to say is, as we know, there are three ways to gain visibility. We know it's organic, partnerships, and paid. And with each of these categories, there then are multiple unique ways that people can do different visibility. But as I just mentioned, it's a long-term strategy. And what I often see is people jumping from one visibility strategy to another because they think it's not working. But in reality, they just haven't given it time to work and just aren't being patient. But also, they want this overnight success because that's what they're consuming on socials or podcasts, and forget that actually shit just takes time. It's a long-term game. You're not in business just for a day or a week. You're, if you're really in business, most of us want to be still around in the next 20, 30 years. What have you seen in your area? You know, do you see something similar? People jumping and thinking it's not working, when in reality, if they looked at their data, they may have, quote unquote, only gotten 50 people signed up, but 100 people landed on their registration page, which means they actually had a 50% conversion, whereas that would be amazing. Like, you're actually above industry standards. So what are your thoughts about this patience and people jumping from thing to thing?
So I think there's a few things here. One is, like what you were just talking about for yourself and the results that you've had recently in terms of being on so many podcasts and that turning into multiple speaking opportunities that you've already booked this year, is I have this visual of, like, it's the visibility momentum is like a snowball and it's rolling down a hill, and it starts getting bigger and it starts going faster and more things start coming the longer that it's going. So it's definitely, it's like visibility, taking the actions you need in order to get visible for your business, is truly building a new habit. And I think that's why it's one of the more challenging things to do, is because if it's not natural to you, if you're like, I'm not a marketer, or I'm not a social media person, or I don't like XYZ thing, you're blocking yourself and then you're not allowing yourself to step into it. And so many of us, we want to be healthy, but we don't want to exercise either, right? But we know that you can't be one without the other. And so we have to come up with ways to get ourselves to do the thing, to take the actions, and to know that the outcome will be there, to trust in the process. Like, that is really a baseline belief that we need to have as business owners, is that everything comes in time. And as long as we are consistent, and consistent doesn't have to mean like a certain frequency, I think it's a little bit about that, in terms of, you don't like disappear for 8 months off of social media and you don't send any emails and all of a sudden, like, you come back and you launch something and you wonder why it didn't work out.
Yeah.
It's about, like, taking these actions regularly. And I'll talk about that a little bit in terms of, like, what my framework is that helps you with this. But you take these actions and they lead to the next thing. And actually, I'll share a story with you about how this has built up for me in one particular action that I took. So when I started the summer last year, my kids were off school. I didn't register them in a whole bunch of camps. And I was like, okay, I don't want to work like too much, but I want to make sure that I maintain connections with people. I build up opportunities because I'm not going to wait till September to start like putting the lines in the water, so to say, right?
Yep.
This needs to be happening. Like you need to be starting the fishing early.
Yep.
So I challenged myself, and this is how I came up with the visibility tour method, challenged myself to take an action each day where I would connect with somebody else. So it meant that I would have to reach out or put myself out there in a public way versus doing the behind the scenes business stuff, admin, or listening to a podcast or stuff that we also do. But I wanted to make sure I was always making an external facing action. And so one of the things I did, because, you know, PR girl over here is like, hey, I have this podcast. Entrepreneur School was turning 6 months old in July. And I thought, okay, well, that's a good enough like local success story that I'm going to share. And I reached out to my friends in the media, and it was uncomfortable even for me as someone who's professionally trained in media relations to pitch myself about my podcast and how it helps entrepreneurs and especially moms about having the conversation about being a business owner and being a parent. And I got pickup. I got amazing pickup, Ange. I had a radio interview. I had two online stories. The local newspaper did a half page feature on me, and they put me on the front page.
So fun.
And so that was 6 days into this tour. And I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty awesome. What else can I do? Right.
Yeah.
And that spike, because it was about the podcast, I can connect the dots here to like seven amazing things that have happened from there. I don't know. I just made up the number seven, but the podcast rating spiked. I got pitched this big guest who was like a personal mentee of Ed Milet. He works with Ed Milet. He had this big speaking engagement, this conference with like 8,000 people in Utah in September. Then I had him on my podcast. And then from there, I was like, well, that's a great story to tell. So then I pitched myself as a speaker for a podcasting conference coming up. And I am now going to Nashville to talk about this, to talk about getting media for your podcast and all of the amazing things that can happen. So the media pitch led to a podcast guest, led to a speaking opportunity, is going to lead to who knows what, who's going to be in that room in Nashville, and where are those relationships going to go?
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day women in business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day women in business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
Yeah. And so the thing there is like, again, it just didn't happen overnight is like the main point though, right? So it's like the thing there is that, how do I explain this? Is you had to start your podcast. You had to get out of your comfort zone. You had to, and it took time for it. To grow. You just didn't start your podcast as your visibility strategy and go, oh, what, after 1 week, it's not working because there's only 100 downloads, right? It's like, you're like, no, I know this will work. I just have to keep going. I have to be a cat. I've got to give it a go versus jumping. I'm not going to go do YouTube. I'm not going to go do this. Like actually giving the platform the chance, right, to optimize and accelerate. And that's why I don't feel people do this. They're just like, look, they're looking for the quick fixes. And that's why I go back to business as a long-term strategy, but most visibility strategies are also long-term. I mean, I know another thing that I want to talk about and pick your brains about is that I've personally noticed that social media, there's this belief that, and I've had it for many years too, is that social media is the place where you need to be. You've got to be spending hours doing content and more content and more content. But the reality of it is I've now found out the more I dive deeper with my data, and not everyone will have data, I understand that, on Google Analytics. If you don't have Google Analytics, please go get it installed on your website. But when I started to look at things, the reality of it is, because I was hearing everywhere that I needed to be on the social media platforms, Instagram, et cetera, that if I wasn't, I had this like notion of like fear of missing out, right? But I was spending like an hour and a half minimum a week writing the content, then paying someone to then put it onto socials. And I've really stepped away from social media over the year as like my hero place, right? And so I'm curious to like, what are your thoughts about, you know, being on social media and social media only, and what are the benefits? Or is there a different way, you know, that social media can use more like a secondary tool?
Yeah. So I think like what we were talking about previously around aligning your visibility strategy with your own strengths. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like drained on social media, if you feel like, oh, I just have to make this reel, or if you are the people who those people are creating reels for that says, this is how I grew my account to 800,000 in 5 minutes with a faceless account and use this trending audio, and I'm being mocking because I don't feel like we should contribute in that way. You know, then you don't I truly will say, I don't think it needs to be your primary visibility strategy. You should have a presence. Having a digital presence and using a tool as your primary strategy are two different things, because a presence means that you're there. So for example, someone meets you at the speaking engagement that you're at, how are you going to stay in touch? Probably the first thing they want to do is check out your Instagram. So you connect with them on Instagram, and now you have a way to like have an ongoing conversation. And so then they have a way to see what you're up to. You keep popping into their world. Maybe they grab your lead magnet. You're also on their email. They start following your podcast. You're doing multiple things. You're not just putting all of your eggs into that social media basket, because we all know the downside of that, right? Meta was broken last week. It was down for like a whole day. And if you have no other way of connecting with people, you have a really, really big risk in your business. So you don't, what I want to say carefully is not ditch social media, but just reposition it to putting it, say, in the passenger seat and using it more as a place where you can leverage other visibility actions that you're taking, other visibility tools. If you have a podcast, share it on your social media. If you go to a speaking engagement, talk about that on social media. Like you're not creating something just for social media and then it doesn't go anywhere else. And I think that takes a lot of pressure off of people as well, because we can feel that need to be creating content all the time. And when you think about it, like, oh my gosh, I actually did a masterclass recently, and I'll make sure that everyone here can get a copy of it. And in it, I was looking up Brock Johnson because he's one of the big like Instagram gurus out there. And he had a post on his page that said, here is my like February content strategy. And it's like, I'm going to post 2 to 3 posts per day, 2 to 3 posts per day. Like that is insanity. Plus stories, plus going live, plus. And like, yes, I know he acknowledges this is his full-time job and he has a team and everything like that. But still, if that's the kind of content that we're seeing out there, no wonder we feel the pressure that we have to be making all of this content for social media. So how can we maybe make social media a little more optional, a little more secondary, not rely on it, use other strategies that are way more in alignment with our, for ourselves, and focus on those instead?
And I also would say, like with The Rock, for example, he's getting paid to also post some of those posts. Do you know what I mean? So for example, he has a tequila company, right? So if he posts something about tequila, for example, more than likely that's going to be a direct correlation with increase in sales at the liquor shops, all right? So, or if he's contracted out for a movie, for example, he is going to need to promote that to his audience, which means box office sales increase. So there's also motivation tied, I would say, and or contracts tied with what he has to do on social media to continue the paycheck that he gets. And that can't be equated to every one of us, right? Like yes, it can be equated that we've got a business and we need to make money. But what I'm saying is like, it's, he has to do that for like in a very different way than what we have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not an influencer.
Yes.
When you're a business owner, unless you're like actually trying to, sell your Amazon products, like point people to your Amazon shop and sell your, like get affiliate commissions, like being an influencer is an entirely different thing than 100%. Using social media for your business growth and connections. Because I honestly think like one of the best ways to use social media is to create relationships like this. Right. I will see somebody that I know on a podcast and they share about that on social media. I reach out to that person. I ask for a connection to the podcast host.
Yep.
Totally. I get on the podcast.
Yeah. And that's where I think people, you don't have to do anything. And that goes back to where we use the word alignment. Do more things that are in alignment because like attracts like. I did not like continuing to be over on social media, for example. I just felt it was getting draining. It felt hard, but we did then move our visibility to 2 podcast episodes. And again, because we also know that people who listen to the podcast are more likely to convert quicker when they hop on a discovery call with me, because I've already, like, they'll say things like, you've been my mentor for the last 6 months. I've been listening to you. I'm now ready to work with you, right? So again, understanding where people are coming from, where people are converting from is so important. Now, what I also love though about you is that you're very much like me, keep shit simple, right? And I say it all the time, people just need to stop overcomplicating things. And so I'd love for you to share something that you call your visibility tour method so that the listeners can get a better grasp on how this might apply to them moving forward.
Yes. Amazing. Thank you very much. So what a visibility tour is, I don't want you to get overwhelmed by the idea of a visibility tour and think, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift, the Eras tour. That means you're like doing a marathon for 2 years every single day and flying all over the world. No, it comes from that concept. And it comes from the concept of like PR campaigns, ultimately meaning that you intentionally turn up the volume on your visibility for a condensed period of time so that you can build up this habit and really kickstart those relationships and the opportunities that are going to pay off further down the road for you. So there's 4 parts of the visibility tour method. The first one is what I call trusted touch points. So these are the actions that are aligning with your strengths. So we're determining what we're going to do, what types of visibility actions we're going to take. These are the external facing, right? So examples would be reaching out about a collaboration, applying for a speaking opportunity, pitching yourself for a podcast, checking in on a past client, following up with a potential client. I know everybody listening to this probably has something that's been on their to-do list for a week or more that they just keep shifting, just didn't get to it this week, and it keeps going on the back burner. That's the thing. That's the thing you need to do. That's the trusted touch point that you need to take. And that is something that can be under 10 minutes. Like you can do all of these things in under 10 minutes. And when you start stacking those up 3 to 5 times per week, you're creating amazing momentum for yourself. And you're really building that habit of visibility. And like, I keep coming back to the like lines in the water and the fishing analogy, right? Those are all going in there and they're all going to start catching eventually. So the second part of the visibility tour is messaging. So we need to know what we're talking about, right? Like, what are you going to talk about on a podcast? What are you going to talk about at a speaking opportunity? And this is a matter of determining a theme. So you may be multi-passionate, you may have multiple elements of your business, but I want you to think about your visibility tour being your one single book that you're taking on tour, like an author would, right? And so what do you want to be known for? What is the one thing that you want to have associated with your brand for this particular period of time so that there's no confusion? Because the more, like, you can be omnipresent and all over the place, but if I see Ange somewhere and she's talking about, I saw you lately, you've been doing some like sound healing.
Like
you're doing that kind of stuff. And then, you know, if you're over here talking about visibility, I might not like make the connection as easily that Ange yes. is the person to go to for X.
Yeah.
And if we want to make this tour, if we're like, okay, we're going to start. So this is our like going to the gym for visibility. We're going to make it all about the same thing mm-hmm. for a good chunk of time, like say 60 days, that's 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good amount of time to build up a habit.
Yep. Love it.
And so the third part.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So trusted. We got trusted touch points, messaging. Third one.
Capturing leads, which is what we talked about at the beginning, making sure you're actually like creating the connection opportunities, your lead magnet, you're always pointing to one thing for people to come and have a conversation with you so that you can create the relationships, because it's the relationships that eventually need to be nurtured into the future sales, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the fourth part is measuring the results. So what actually works? Mm. And so when you were talking earlier about how people will flip-flop between different visibility strategies, it's like, yes, but make sure you're actually giving it a good go and seeing, like, if you didn't like something, that's fair enough. Don't do it again. Or it was really like not worth your time to put that much energy into something. It didn't pay off. Or something else worked super well, or you created this one amazing relationship and it brought in so many connections and you've had these so many different opportunities to continue to work together, then that's what's amazing. And you need to make note of those things so that you know what you're going to double down on in the future and what maybe you're not going to do.
I would also say there too, some things that I see often actually is, let's just say, their podcast is actually doing really well, right? And they know that their podcast is doing really well. And someone will come to me like, oh, I'm just going to rest from the podcast for a while. And I'm going to double down on social media. And I'll be like, oh, okay. But like, based on what, like, why are you doing that? And they're like, oh, I'm tired of doing it. And I'm like, okay, this is the first I've heard of it. And I'm like, are you really tired of doing the podcast? Like, what's actually underneath it there? And when I get to the root of what's going on, the reality of it is their podcast is taking off. They're getting more visible than ever before, and they're self-sabotaging further success. Because if the podcast continues to accelerate at the rate it is, and they continue to get the leads at the rate it is, that means they're going to make more money. And if they're going to make more money, they potentially will lose the money, or they won't be able to keep the money, or whatever story they tell themselves. So they're just like, they come up with the thing is, oh, I'm just tired. And then they go back to, say, social media, where social media doesn't have that leverage and they're back in safety. Because again, as I say often on here, 97% of the decisions we make are because of our brain and our subconscious. And those three primary factors that we make those decisions on are safety, enoughness, and belonging. So sometimes I can see people, they'll start to self-sabotage their visibility strategy because it's actually giving them what they want and they no longer feel safe because they've up-leveled. And their nervous system can't handle that. So we'll just go back to default to what we know. What are your thoughts about how important mindset and that is also?
Oh my gosh. I love that you called that out. And it's true. And that's definitely like something for people to, it takes work and self-awareness to understand that you may have that mindset, right? Mm-hmm. But I also see a lot of fear and resistance up front about it too. Like yeah. I have to have like a whole long conversation with people about confidence. And a lot of people think visibility is something I'll do when I'm ready.
Mm.
And it's like, visibility isn't actually a reward that you get after. It's the tool that you use to get to where you want to go. Mm. So you need to flip even the way that you're looking at this particular action. And yes, it requires some vulnerability and it will make you uncomfortable and you will have to push yourself outside of your comfort zone and all of those things. And you can believe that you will figure it out along the way. And to be honest, And not to be too like facetious, but I am an Enneagram 8 and I do like to get a little direct sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to die.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. the things we're talking about doing here are speaking to someone or sharing your opinion. And none of it is life-threatening. None of it is that damaging. It just feels scary.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And it's like, we've all got to start somewhere. You know what I mean? And you use your voice every day to speak to your children, to speak to your partner, to speak to your dog, you know, continue to use it. Because I always say that you're doing a disservice by not leveraging your voice and increasing your visibility and your awesomeness, because less people know about you. And that means less people are getting help from whatever your services are. So, you know, really consider about getting out of your comfort zone and really exploring this. Now, this has been awesome. It's always fun to connect. We could keep chatting for hours. But as we start to wrap up, where can listeners connect with you? How can they find out about you? What's going on in your world?
Yes. So I also have a podcast and it is called Entrepreneur School. So I would love for you to come on, hang out with me over there. And also you can connect with me on Instagram, where I am much more active in my stories and DMs than I am on my feed for reasons discussed in this podcast episode. So, and my website is ksco.ca. And I also want to make sure that your listeners can access a copy of a recording of the masterclass. I actually just delivered it. So it's super hot off the presses.
Love
talking
it.
Specifically about how to ditch your reliance on social media and build that three-part simple visibility plan that works for you.
Oh my goodness, so fun. And we'll have all of that in our show notes for you guys to be able to access. Or again, you can reach over to Kelly over on Instagram and she can also send you the direct link there, whatever is easiest for you. Now, before we wrap up, I always like to ask one final question, which is, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Oh my gosh, so many things. And isn't it funny just how you don't even remember before you knew something. Sometimes like your brain is just like, this is what I know now. And it is like, you have a hard time thinking back to the time when I wasn't aware of it all. But I think that based on this conversation too, what's coming up for me is just the timing of it all. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we can't force anything. We're all in our own seasons of it takes however long it takes, and you don't lose if you never give up. Mm. As much as it feels challenging sometimes to keep persevering, to keep iterating and pivoting on what you're offering, the way that you're going to share about it. Like, I have done that so many times, change the way I work with people, change the way I talk about myself, change my title in my business, like all of those things, change your visibility strategy and just keep doing it until you find what works. Because if you believe in it enough, it is going to work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I adore that. And it's, And that what I love is asking this question is everyone has something, some other golden nugget. Do you know what I mean? So no, thank you so much for sharing it. And thank you so much for making the time. I know you're going into nighttime back home in Canada. So I really appreciate you making the space and coming on and sharing your views on visibility. Because like I said, without visibility, you don't have a business and you're back in the 9-to-5. So thank you for your awesomeness today. And we'll make sure that we have everything in the show notes. And for you, amazing listener, no matter where you are in the world, I hope you have a beautiful day. And I look forward to you joining me again for another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Thanks again, Kyle.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.